to be faithful and loyal to Ghana, my motherland. I pledge myself to the service of Ghana with all my strength and with all my heart. I promise to hold in high esteem our heritage won for us through the blood and toil of our fathers. And I pledge myself in all things to uphold and defend the good name of Ghana, so help me God.
The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Akusia Yamwa. In the headlines, government reacts to former AG Martin Amidu's statement questioning competence of state's legal team on 51 million Cedi debt payment case. Public Accounts Committee takes issue with payment of 94 million euro to construction pioneers. Professor Seth Aiti resigns as Kolebu board chair. 14-year-old JHS1 student dies during 55th Independence Anniversary rehearsal in Volta Region. An international criminal court issues arrest warrant for Sudan's defense minister. First, the summary by Barbara Yakubu.
Deputy Minister of Information James Ejeni Mbuatin says government is on course in retrieving the controversial 51 million judgment debt saga involving businessman Alfred Woyomi. Mr. Ejeni Mbuatin, who was reacting to former Attorney General Martin Amidu's statement which questioned the competence of the state legal team handling the case, said Mr. Amidu's claim has no basis. The chairman of the Public Accounts Committee yesterday asked officials of the Ghana Highways to go back and appraise themselves of all the documents in their records on construction pioneer CP and reappear it at a later date. This followed the inability of the officials to answer questions on the processes that led to the settlement agreement to pay CP a sum of 94 million euros. The board chairman of the Kolebu Teaching Hospital has resigned following a power struggle with the CEO of the hospital, Professor Ni Otunati. Professor Andrew Seth Aiti tendered in his resignation to President Mills yesterday. And a 14-year-old JS1 student of the whole Fiave Seventh-day Adventist Church, Etonam Goni, died during rehearsals towards this year's 55th Independence Anniversary at the Ho Jubilee Park. The headmaster of the school told Radio Ghana that Dora Sewa said Etonom was a member of the school's contingent who reported for rehearsals but unfortunately collapsed during the session and was pronounced dead at the Volta Regional Hospital.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are total.
The news in detail. Government has reacted to statement by former Attorney General Martin Amidu questioning the competence of the state legal team in the controversial 51 million Woyomi debt saga. Deputy Minister of Information James Ejeni Mbuatin says Mr. Amidu cannot take the moral right in the matter. He says the government is on course in retrieving the money. Mr. Ejeni Mbuatin told Radio Ghana that Mr. Martin Amidu's claim has no basis.
Mr. Martin Amidu cannot take the moral high ground on this matter. Indeed, you would notice that whilst he was in office and even before him, His Excellency the President had expressed concern about the term of affairs with respect to the judgment debt issue, which subsequently became a subject of investigation and Yoko finding. When this matter broke, I think that what the President did was to instruct, indeed, the Attorney General to go to court and defend the claim, which is why only yesterday this same team working with the Honorable Attorney General, Honorable Dr. Ben Kumbo, were in court yesterday and got the leave of the court. They were successful in persuading the court to grant his leave, that is permission, in order to amend a writ of summons and statement of claim so that they can continue to fight the judgment that issue.
Are you then saying that he has no grounds for doubting the strategy the state is adopting in the prosecution of Woyomi?
It's important to acknowledge that there are challenges, obviously, at the AG's department. logistical challenges, as much as all of us are pretty much aware of. But it's also fair to say that Mr. Martin Amidi himself was in charge of the police for close to 1 year. I am not aware, I do not get a sense or any inclination from his statement, even though he's questioning the competence of the officers at their place. I'm not aware. You don't get any sense from his statement at all that he at one point or the other, he at any point queried any of these officers mentioning his statement for incompetence or anything for that much. So I find it a bit difficult to accept the issues he's raising.
Deputy Minister of Information James Ejenim Boateng. Meanwhile, the MP for Ebreka South, Samuel Atachia, says Mr. Amidu's statement is just to advise the current Attorney General to prosecute the Woyome case himself. He told Radio Ghana that the case is so big that it demands professional hands to handle it.
I think he might be saying that it should be the current Attorney General who should do it himself. Because I saw that before he exited, he did it himself. Apart from that, I do not see why this can be a big issue, because it's a setup, you know. The Attorney General department is a setup. We'll have chief state attorneys and principal state attorneys, and they go to prosecute some of these matters after they've had their briefings with the Attorney General. But when the case is very big, but I suppose he introduces Dangan to one thing. So he supposes that the case is so big that he believes that the Attorney General, who should be doing it himself, the Attorney General believes that he has briefed somebody sufficiently to go and prosecute the case. Obey it. So long as the person is not shoddy and the person is up to the task, eventually it is the Attorney General who might have delegated his powers to be blamed. Because if you send, a dwarf of an advocate to go and do such a big case, and there's any kind of problems, you obey it.
As a lawyer, do you think the strategy that the state is adopting will help the prosecution of the case?
Well, I can assure you the prosecution of the case is a serious one. I don't have any doubt in my mind that they will schedule it or play with it, because the whole world is looking at them, and I believe that they have confidence in what they are doing. So it will be in bad taste for me to think that they will do something untoward. But whatever they do, ultimately, they prosecute well, but the final arbiter is the judge, not themselves.
MP for Buakwa South, Samuel Atachia. Earlier, past Attorney General Martin Amidu expressed disappointment with the legal representation of the state in the ongoing 51 million cedi judgment debt payment case involving businessman Alfred Woyome. Mr. Amidu, who was relieved of his post for misconduct over the controversial case, said time is of essence now that the state has secured a ruling to amend the writ and statement of claim in the case. In a two-page statement, Mr. Amidu said the quality and commitment of legal representation for the Republic are very important for the success of the Republic in retrieving the gargantuan money in the face of the continued strong support from politically immature interest groups for the government to overlook the loot. The chairman and members of the Public Accounts Committee yesterday took issue with officials of the Ghana Highways Authority and the Auditor General's Department over the payment of 94 million euros to Construction Pioneer CP. They described the inability of the officials to answer questions on the processes that led to the settlement agreement to pay CP as a waste of time. The chairman of the committee, Albert Kandapa, therefore asked the highways officials to go and apprise themselves of all the documents in their records on CP and come back to the committee well prepared. The officials, led by the chief executive, Mr. Dagadu, displayed stark ignorance about the issue. Mr. Dagadu, for instance, has been working at the Ghana Highways Authority since 1984 and was still a staff when the Brewa, Takwadi and Obuasi town roads were awarded to CP, and those that generated a legal tussle. Prolonged questions from members compelled him to give out snippets of information on the matter. The Minister of Roads and Highways, Joe Gidisu, who joined the committee at the last minute, promised to relay to the committee when his team will be ready. Mr. Kandapa announced that the committee will resume sitting next week, Wednesday. Meanwhile, more questions continue to be demanded as to what led to the payment of a judgment debt to Construction Pioneers. The Public Accounts Committee yesterday heard from the Ministry of Finance and Economic Planning. The Chief Director of the Ministry, Enoch Kobina told the committee that due diligence was made before the payment was effected. He said a letter ordering the payment together with other documents formed the basis for them to effect the payment. Asked whether he was aware of a demand by the then Ghana Revenue Authority that CP had evaded taxes to the tune of 284 million Dutch marks and 52 billion cedis from 1991 to 2005 on the foreign earnings transferred abroad, Mr. Kobina answered in the negative. Our parliamentary correspondents continue with the details.
The chief director of the Ministry of Finance and Economic Planning, Enoch Kobina, said though the ministry's officials were not aware that the amount in taxes owed by construction pioneers were waived as part of the settlement agreement, the Ghana Revenue Authority might furnish the committee with the answers. The director of budgets at the ministry, S.P. Chase, noted the means by which money was secured for the payment of the judgment debts.
I wouldn't say it was not in the budget. In the resources that are used to pay judgment debts, you don't see it as a line in the budget. It comes under a broader vote item called reserve vote. So in the budget, there was reserve vote with sufficient funds there. And that was where it was paid from.
The ministry conceded that some of the documents supporting the payment were not well prepared.
It is a little outside of the norm because, as you can see, so the then Honorable Attorney General is not even identified as an Attorney General. There's just Government of Ghana by and then a signature and her name. But the normal practice is that the title will be there, at least identifying that she's the Attorney General. And then, yes, usually there is a witness. So it is a little shoddy, I have to say, but I'm not sure the legal division was actually aware of it. To comment on it.
The chairman of the Public Accounts Committee, Albert Kandapa, pointed out the need for the process of approving the release of money not allocated in the budget to be looked at again. He also said any institution other than Parliament waiving off taxes was not the best.
A report filed by a parliamentary correspondent. Pressure Group Alliance for Accountable Governance, AFAC, has described as shocking the revelation of the NDC Agenda 2012 document, which seeks to, among other things, shut AFAC and entice its leadership. In a statement, the group said on no occasion has it sought to undermine the authority of government. Therefore, government should rather engage itself by providing answers to issues of public interest raised by the group, rather than focusing on how to entice its members. The statement added that AFAC will continue to advocate accountable and transparent governance in Ghana without inducement or commitment to any particular group of people. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra, the major stories. Government reacts to former AG Martin Amidou's statement questioning competence of state legal team on 51 million cedi debt payment case. Public Accounts Committee takes issue with payment of 94 million euros to construction pioneers. Professor says Aiti resigns as Kolebu board chair. 14-year-old JHS1 student dies during 55th independence anniversary rehearsal in Volta region. An international criminal court issues arrest warrant for Sudan's defense minister. Stay with us.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are total.
Welcome back. The board chairman of Kolebu Teaching Hospital, Professor Andrew Sezaiki, has relinquished his post following a never-ending boardroom power struggle with the CEO, Professor Neil Otunati. He tendered in his resignation letter to President John Evans Atta Mills. The Minister of Health, Alban Bagbin, called for the dissolution of the board, which is fractured as a result of internal wranglings. Months of internal strife has affected the daily running of the Premier Hospital, and the resignation of the board chair could give credence to Mr. Babin's suggestion to reconstitute it in order to save the situation. Government has procured equipment worth $267 million to be distributed to public health facilities across the country. The first batch of the equipment will be arriving in April this year. In the same month, 50 out of 161 new ambulances will also arrive. The Minister of Health, Alban Bagbin, announced this at the inauguration of a newly rehabilitated and refurbished operating theatre for mothers at the Ridge Hospital in Accra. He said the European Union has agreed to support the health sector with €52 million to enable the country to reduce maternal mortality. Teachers will soon be licensed to enable them to exhibit professionalism in their study duties. The proposal is contained in a teacher development policy draft issued to the Ghana Education Council for approval. The acting director of the Teacher Education Division, E.O. Asari, gave a hint at an educational policy dialogue organized by the voluntary service overseas in Tamale. Saka Mohammed has more for Radio Ghana.
The participants were educationists, traditional rulers, representatives of civil society organizations, as well as school people. Mr. Asari said the proposed licensing will give the council the power to withdraw licenses of teachers who will not take the teaching profession seriously. He said, as of now, teachers are giving staff numbers immediately after completing college, and added that because of this, some teachers think they cannot be withdrawn from the service even when they underperform. Mr. Asari said the availability of teachers is key to the promotion of education in the country. It is close that about 25,000 teachers are produced annually, with about 10,000 teachers considering leave yearly. The federal stated that there are about 265,000 workers with the Ghana Education Service. It added that 8,000 teachers will be trained every year under the Untrained Teacher Diploma in Education Program for a period of 8 years. This, according to Asari, will improve the teacher pupils ratio in the country. A representative of the Director General of VES, Thomas Patrick Odai, noted that education is key to the development of the North and suggested that SADA should consider education as its priority by allocating much of its funds to the sector. Mr. Odai also suggested the establishment of a central committee to address the problem of education in the North, so that gender parity is being considered in the admission of students in the teacher training institution. The program coordinator of tackling education needs inclusive training at DSO Eric Turina said, DSO is leading on the organization of dialogue as it revolves around an education project. He said the project started 5 years ago and set to achieve systemic change in education by improving transition, completion and quality of basic education for disadvantaged children, particularly girls in the three northern regions. Mr. Durina said the project has reached up to 48,000 children, mostly the very poor. About 271 educational managers also had capacity built under the project. About 271 educational managers also had their capacity built under the project. Key issues such as teachers, refusing postings to rural areas, and aging deployment of teachers and teacher retention were identified as some of the factors affecting education in the North. Saka Mohammed for Radio Ghana.
With effect from Saturday, March 3, all mobile phone subscribers who fail to register their SIM numbers will forever lose their numbers. Many people, despite this deadline, are now receiving text messages from their mobile service providers to re-register as their first registration cannot be validated. Our correspondent Gloria Anderson reports that many who have received such text messages are furious and do not understand why they should re-register their SIM. Interns of the National Youth Employment Program who have served the mandatory 2 years are to exit the program or apply for 1 year renewal. Speaking at a news conference yesterday, the national coordinator of the program, Abuga Pele, said modalities for renewal will be made available at the district and regional levels. Antoinette Abba has filed this report.
Mr. Abuga Pele noted that an exit plan is being implemented to ensure that beneficiaries who are leaving the program after the 2 year mandatory service are supported to obtain permanent employment. Those who wish to go into private vocations are to take advantage of youth enterprise and skill development centers, YESDEC, for training and tools.
Under the plan, arrangements are made for beneficiaries to be permanently engaged by their institutions who had interaction with Internal Revenue Service, VAT Service, and as a result, more than 150 of such beneficiaries were automatically recruited. Currently, as we speak, the police service, the fire service, the prison service are recruiting not less than 1,000 beneficiaries. We find that private security agencies have recruited many of them. Some beneficiaries are also encouraged to take advantage of the Youth Enterprise and Skills Development Center. Yes, that makes it possible for beneficiaries to access equipment, work on their own, and pay back gradually over a period.
Mr. Pele said that officers who have engaged in illegal activities will be sacked and asked that border on criminality will be prosecuted.
District and regional staff of the headquarters who in one way or the other who have been reported to have engaged in acts of extortion, sale of funds or some other illegal activities. We have just finished an investigation on a number of coordinators and very soon we will leave their names. They are going to be sacked. I can mention some in the Ashanti region, some in other regions. With immediate effect they will be sacked, and those who have engaged in activities that border on criminality will be handed over to the police.
The payment of interns for December, January and February have been processed and will be soon paid. Also, work is ongoing to capture and pay the arrears of beneficiaries whose names have been omitted from the payroll.
A report by Antoinette Abba. A 14-year-old JHS1 student of the Hofia the Seventh Day Adventist School, Etonam Guni, died during rehearsals towards this year's 55th Independence Anniversary at the Ho Jubilee Park. Narrating the incident to Radio Ghana, the headmistress of the school, Dora Sewa Achampong, said Etonam was a member of the school's contingent who reported for rehearsals but unfortunately collapsed during the session and was pronounced dead at the Volta Regional Hospital. The body has since been deposited at the Home Municipal Hospital morgue awaiting autopsy. The board chairman of the Narcotics Control Board, Naval Captain Asasijima, says the proliferation of the internet is having a negative impact on the youth. He said the expansion of social media such as Facebook, Yahoo Messenger and Google Plus have become new modes by which the youth are lured into the use and abuse of drugs. Naval Captain Asasijima disclosed this in a message at the launch of the 2011 annual report of the International Narcotics Control Board at Intonsu in the Ashanti region. The report seeks to reveal the current trends in drug trafficking and usage across the globe and propose solutions to the challenges.
Naval Captain Asasijima said the International Narcotics Control Board has received information on over 12,000 seizures of internationally controlled substances sent through the mail in 2010. This included 6,500 seizures of internationally controlled illicit substances and more than 5,000 seizures of drugs of illicit origin. According to the report, criminals are increasingly turning to imported ephedrine for the illicit manufacture of amphetamine-type stimulants, which are equally dangerous to communities and devastating than the known notorious hard drugs. Naval Captain Asasijima urged successive governments, political parties and civil society to be committed to ensuring the allocation of a percentage of the country's gross domestic product to anti-narcotic education and law enforcement. The Tafopang Kono Divisional Police Commander Chief Superintendent Victor Edusa Poku said in a joint swoop by the Narcotics Control Board and the police to clamp down on drug peddlers in Kumasi, more than 50% of the suspects arrested were below 30 years. Also, more than two-thirds of suspects arrested on narcotic drugs-related offenses by the Ashanti Regional Police Command in 2010 were aged between 15 and 30 years. Chief Superintendent Edusa Poku said Kumasi is rated second to Accra in terms of the use of illegal drugs. The Ashanti Regional Minister, Dr. Kweku Ajimamensa, announced that the government has given the Narcotics Control Board the clearance to recruit more qualified personnel to augment its current staff strength.
Details of the annual International Narcotics Report. In recent past, Ghana has been bedeviled with trade in narcotics, and this has prominently dominated discussions in the media and public forum. The law requires the courts to be tough on people who engage in narcotics trade. Offenses related to narcotics have a minimum of 10 years in prison to hard labor and a maximum of 25 years. Yesterday, the Circuit Court in Accra, presided over by Justice Eric Chebafo, slammed a 10-year jail term on Eric Efrie Achampong, who was arrested in 2008. Justice Chebafo directed that the sentence takes effect from yesterday and not from the date of arrest. He directed the registrar of the court to seek clearance from the Environmental Protection Agency for their disposal of the cocaine exhibit in the presence of the prosecution and court clerks. We'll be back after this.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are social.
Welcome back. The 2012 presidential candidate of the NPP, Nana Addo-Dankwa Akufo-Addo, says the African Union must move away from granting automatically membership to African countries solely based on geography. All membership must rather be determined by the strict adherence to certain fundamental democratic principles. And Akufo-Addo explained that the democratic principles that countries need to demonstrate include a commitment to strengthening and protecting the institutions and culture of democratic governance, respecting human rights, religious freedom, and rights of the individual and minorities, building functioning market economies, and facilitating the free movement of people, knowledge, goods and services across member states. The NPP flag bearer was delivering the 2012 Oppenheimer lecture in the UK on the theme "The Future of Democracy in Africa and the Arab Spring." The International Criminal Court has issued an arrest warrant for Sudan's defense minister for 41 counts of crimes against humanity and war crimes allegedly committed in the Darfur region. Abdul Rahmin Mohamed Hussein is wanted for actions ranging from August 2003 to March 2004 in Darfur, where rebels have fought government forces and allied militiamen such as the Janjaweed in that period. The United Nations estimates that more than 300,000 people have been killed and almost 3 million displaced from their homes. Now to end the news, the main points again. Government has reacted to the statement by former Attorney General Martin Amidou, which questioned the competence of the state legal team in the controversial 51 million Oyome debt saga. The chairman of the Public Accounts Committee yesterday asked officials of the Ghana Highways to go back and advise themselves of all documents in their records on construction pioneer and reappear before it at a later date. The board chairman of Kolebu Teaching Hospital, Professor Andrew Seth Aiti, has relinquished his post following a never-ending boardroom power struggle with the CEO, Professor Nii Otunade. A 14-year-old GHS-1 student of the Hofia Seventh-day Adventist School Etonam Goni collapsed and died during rehearsals towards this year's 55th Independence Anniversary at the Ho Jubilee Park. And the International Criminal Court has issued an arrest warrant for Sudan's defense minister for 41 counts of crimes against humanity and war crimes allegedly committed in the Darfur region. The news was broadcast from Radio Ghana in Accra.